This is an immature podcast intended for a mature audience. Viewer discretion is advised.
Look down the rows, because they are my clothes.
Enjoy this podcast about clothes.
Dinosaurs, energy, exercise, liberty, bugs, trucks, boats, whores, beer cults, art wars, alcohol, news, happiness, shoes, superheroes, respect, vampires, blues, samurai, skyscrapers, prophylactics, downtown haircuts, mathematics. Is it the comedy or news? Nobody knows. It's Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show.
Yes. Woo! Oh my god. Hello and welcome, friends and family. I'm Garland.
I'm Nick.
This is a Brown Bag.
This is a Brown Bag Podcast Show. With no video. Yo.
Welcome. We're doing it about clothes.
I'm feeling kind of slow, but
clothing
is where we're going.
Let's stop rapping.
You're right.
Not that we're bad rappers. I just feel like in this medium without a beat.
This isn't a rap podcast.
Right.
You guys didn't come here for that.
You guys didn't come here for our rap, so let's...
I'm not trying to pigeonhole you beautiful fucks.
Shout-outs. Do we have some shout-outs?
Every time. Man, you know what? Like, I want to give one huge shout-out, because this is...
Here it comes.
You know what? Oh, God, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. You knew exactly when it was coming. It's fucking coming right now at you. Look, here's the fact. If you're still listening right now, we just recorded a second podcast that hasn't even been released. This will be our third unreleased podcast. That means we are fucking pumping out podcasts faster than we are releasing them, because we want to make sure, like, you guys have a chance to hear them. And, like, man, let me fucking tell you, you have enough time in your day to hear our podcast. But fuck our podcast.
You really don't have enough time.
Yes, they do.
But whenever you get a chance.
No, you have enough time. But here's the thing. If you have enough time to listen to our podcast, you have enough time to save the world. You have enough time to go out there and put your time into something else. I just want to let you know that. But I also want to say, if you do decide to still continue to listen to this podcast, that is no slight on you. And I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
God bless you.
But at the same time, like, look, there are a lot of big things in this world, and we want people to understand that, because this episode we're talking about clothes.
We're talking about clothing. Like, if you're going to take one brown bag to take off, well, don't skip this episode. I'm not saying that.
God, do not skip this episode.
But if you were going to take one episode off, you know, like maybe episode two, don't listen to episode two. Oh, you already listened to it? Well, too bad.
I'm not playing the speculative game this time. I mean, right now I'm not. Obviously, I might later. Might.
What's going to be clothes?
You're right. Let's get into clothes. What are clothes, Nick?
Clothing.
Gosh.
You know what? Wikipedia. Clothing is fiber and textile material worn on the body.
On the body.
The wearing of clothing is a feature of nearly all human societies. The amount and type of clothing worn is dependent on physical stature, gender, as well as social and geographic considerations.
Alright.
That works, right?
No, just keep on going on. I like hearing you talk. This guy has no form of dyslexia, speech. See, he has no apparent speech. What are they called?
Impediments.
No apparent speech impediments.
You put me on the spot, and then I'm gonna slow this whole
thing. Let's see if we can screw this motherfucker up.
Physically, clothing serves many purposes. Oh, okay. It It can serve as protection from weather and can enhance safety during hazardous activities such as hiking and cooking. It protects the wearer from rough surfaces, rash-causing plants, insect bites, splinters, thorns, and prickles by providing a barrier between skin and the environment. Clothing can insulate against cold and hot conditions. Further, they can provide a hygienic barrier keeping infections and toxic materials away from the body. Clothing also provides protection from harmful UV radiation. How about that? Oh, this last part? Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Clothes can be made out of fiber plants such as cotton, plastic such as polyester, or animal skins such as hair, such as wool. Women began wearing clothes roughly 83,000 to 170,000 years ago. How about that? Only 170,000 years ago. That's interesting, right?
I realize this once again. Man, you remember the last episode when we were talking about how they should donate to Wikipedia? Remember that?
I do remember that.
And then I was like, and I have to remind you to donate or at least give credit to the place where we get our open source music from. And I completely forgot to do that part.
So now you're gonna shout out to.
I'm gonna give my final at my first of many official shout outs to museopen.org. Now that's museopen.org. They have an incredible selection of classical music. Everything that is copyright free that I've looked for, I have found at museopen.org, museopen.org. So yeah.
I always thought it was Musopen.
Yeah, it looks like Musopen. If you identify with Musopen, please go with it. If Musopen makes you feel like that's what fucking.
I was like Musopen.org.
If Musopen makes you fucking think that's where I get free classical pieces of musical and musical fucking what is it, exhibition and it's what you're looking for.
Right.
Go to museopen.org. Right. Or if you're just looking, you know, for open access to copyright free music, go to museopen.org. museopen.org. That is an unsolicited solicitation. Especially from Nick and Gotham's Brown Bag Podcast Show. .podomatic.com.
Should we go into the necessity of
God damn it. Are we even recording anymore?
Of course you're recording.
Yeah, of course. Why, we're nearly at 37 minutes.
As usual.
As usual by this moment. Hey, you know what we didn't do, God damn it, last time, and it pisses me off, is we didn't take...
What?
All right, quick jot through the Huffington Post news. There's nothing I love more than the one. Oh, my goodness. Apparently, there is only one anymore. He is the Supremes to decide marriage equality. What the fuck is that? All right, hottest year on record. Hottest. If we're talking about Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber, you know I'm down. You know I'm down. It was hot this year. How about this? More than half American school children now live in poverty. Yeah, right. Brownback flips, proposes tax increases in wake of budget fiasco. Oh, do you understand taxes?
I don't.
You understand a lot.
Is that Amanda Peet?
Amanda Peet talks Something's Gotta Give. Diane Keaton's great. Oh, my God. Diane Keaton. Let's just check out that. So, we're going to Google. Diane Keaton, great body. Now, let's see if we can't describe. God, you know what? Here's the thing. Does anybody search Yahoo News? Why the fuck?
What's your computer?
Why the fuck would my computer take me to Yahoo to search for shit?
It's betrayed you, man.
No, it hasn't betrayed me. Yahoo is fucking somehow infiltrated
first of
my
all,
computer.
I'm the internet guy. Why don't you go to me? Like, you want to see the best picture of Diane Keaton? You come to me. You don't search on your computer. I'm the internet guy. You're the recording guy.
Rachel McAdams, where is it better?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Why am I doing what I'm doing?
You want her up here? Or did you get them? Did you get your table?
I don't even know where I'm at anymore.
Let's get back to clothing, man.
I am clothing. God damn it.
Right? That's what we were going to talk about. The necessity.
Our clothes necessity. Our clothes a necessity.
170,000 years ago. That's really not that long of a span. Fire's probably been along a little bit.
So guys, what we're asking, our clothes, do we need necessitable? What? No, what's the word? Our clothes.
A necessity.
Our clothes a necessity. Our clothes a necessity.
I think in our modern day lifestyles, we really don't. I feel like people should just wear like a robe.
Robing as clothing.
And keep it well laundered.
Robing as clothing, dude.
Yeah, a robe is clothes, but I mean, I'm saying that's just to be polite. But really, like...
Look, guys, if we're being honest, I mean, that is a good question, right? I mean, please just take the time out of your day. If you're actually listening to it, right?
Take your pants off right now.
Well, I wasn't going to suggest it so much as imply.
Right. But you're too afraid to do that, just unbuckle your belt. Just unbuckle it.
Just unbuckle your belt and unzip your zipper.
And unbutton the top button. You don't have to undo
now,
the,
here's the
you
thing.
Keep them together, but just...
I'm not saying this. Like, here's the thing. First of all, I'm willing to admit, hey, look, I'm an overweight guy. And I understand, as an overweight guy, what it means to undo that belt and pop open that zipper. Now, I'm not saying that.
We're not saying that.
We're saying, as a human being, fit, unfit, right?
It's time to be free.
You can be as skinny as you want to be, but if you wear those skinny jeans on top of that skinniness, you're going to feel, you're going to feel that tug of insecurity that comes with the waistline from your clothes, correct?
Correct. And just by the way, we do all these podcasts completely naked. So
completely.
And that's just because we don't like the sound.
Nick is wearing shoes today.
I wear shoes because I feel like when I'm barefoot.
I want to say this. I'm fucking pissed at him. I can't quit pissing on him.
But we always feel like our pants, they make sounds when, we move our legs and the mics pick that up.
No, so
we always want a clean sound on these podcasts. So, and if you want to listen naked, feel free. It's a free country. But, so I think we just demolished that. Like,
clothes aren't necessary.
Not necessary.
Yeah, not at all.
But,
All right, number three, hemp. We're going to, here's the thing. We're not one to hit the really hard-hitting issues very often. Wait, Nick, by the way, you see this last rant we had on necessity of clothing? How it went up and then down?
Amazing.
That is kind of
amazing. But, hemp is, we're gonna get a little political.
We're getting heavier and heavier. We're not fucking lying.
We're a freight train and we're just steaming right along and, we're not down with the current administration's policy, are we?
And you can send us a comment at, Nick and Garland's Brown Bag Podcast Show. On Facebook or at .podomatic.com, if you want to.
Or brownbagpodcastshow@gmail.com.
Oh, God damn it.
Any of them. You can shoot us an email on any of them. Yeah. Word. But, we're down with hemp clothing, but the government's not. So until that changes, whatever.
Well, I just want to go on quick rant, right? Let's go on a super quick
Here
rant.
It comes.
Because, look, you've made it five or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 or 14 or 15 or 16, 17, 18, 19, or 20. You made it 20 podcasts through. Look, this is our 20th podcast. And we thank you for making it to that. And if this isn't our 20th podcast, then don't be surprised, because you are a part of being Brown Bag. Anyways, what were you like talking about?
Well, we were talking about the necessity of clothes, but I think we were past it. I think
yeah. You know what? You said it. He said it out loud. If you didn't hear it back then, What the fuck are you listening to? But God damn it.
You were saying, I think your list is different than mine. You were moving on to what?
Hemp?
Yes, hemp. And we kind of started thinking about it. I think we were done with hemp.
Yeah. So take that, hemp.
Should we go into...
Tweed?
Okay. What do you have about tweed?
Tweed, look. Tweed. Let's just go.
Good.
Well, no, I think that's the thing. I think is, because here's the thing. I'll just say a few short things I feel about tweed. Tweed looks cheap. Tweed looks ordinary. And it's tweed warm, looks though. Plain.
It's warm. It's classic.
Soft. Warm and classic and soft.
Flexible. Flexible texture.
So you said flexible. If you're flexible, I raise you dumb looking.
Well, you know, it's kind of a classic look. I'm not gonna say.
What do you mean by this kind of the classic look?
Well, you know, it's got a studious look. It's a
studious by whose standards?
Well, you think of the guy with the tweed jacket with the elbow pads, and he's like small studying dick. In the no, not small dick. He could have a large dick, but he's studying in the library in his tweed jacket.
Big dick, small brain.
That's why I have to study so much. If he had a big brain, he'd know everything, wouldn't he?
Well, you'd hope so. How much glasses is this guy wearing?
He's not wearing glasses at all. You just can't see anything.
When he wears a bathing suit, whose does he wear?
I mean, if you're asking does he wear a tweed bathing suit, the answer's no. You don't wear more than that.
So where does he wear his tweed bathing suit?
I mean, let's just Google search tweed bathing suits real quick. Is that it?
Alright, let's be quiet.
Wow, it's a real thing apparently.
Alright, so we have found that tweed bathing suits are. Dude, wait, whoa! No, go down and look at that. Look at that. Look at that. It's no, yeah. Yeah. Now that is on a mannequin for sure. But if that is a tweed bathing suit, I am down.
You're Chris O'Dowd.
By the way, that's what being down with tweed is down.
Right. Yeah. You're not down, you're down. Yeah, you're Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, God.
I like how you're against the tweed, now you're for it.
Alright.
So, okay.
Holy shit, that happened. Hey, that was my one fear of the tweed section. Okay, so, fucking hell. Well, I don't know, where are we?
Should we get into,
Hey, you know what? We're going for our shortest podcast on history.
What about,
Obama's?
Okay, yeah, this is a little segment that we thought of as If or Wears New Clothes. And so you guys are all familiar with the story. But in this one, we're going to address Obama. And speaking of tweed, I really like tweed. So I'm thinking like it's Obama and he's in an olive tweed jacket with some bright blue khaki pants, you know, some like field Dockers. And, you know, maybe like a bow tie. Like that's my emperor's new clothes. What do you think, John?
I think Nick set that up horribly.
How would you set it up?
No, it's not about how I would set it up. Here's the thing. Nick sets things up, not things. Nick sets up a true situation beautifully. In a second, if he wants to. And I believe he will want to after I make this bullshit rant. Even though it's not the bullshit rant, it's just the honest, the earnest asking I will ask him at the end to do. But, Nick can make a better entrance. What are we talking about? Obama's new suit. Like, just give it a go.
That was all, man.
Nah, dude. Here's what I mean. And I don't mean, I know I just said all that shit like you aren't here because you are the dude. I wouldn't ask you to do a podcast if
if this isn't the reason you do a podcast, but like, what I'm asking for you is like, give us the story of the new suit, as well as Obama stepping into that new suit. You know what I mean? I want to hear you.
Cap of the imprisoned clothes.
Exactly, folks. Let's hear from Nick Doté as only Nick Doté can
fuck you,
deliver.
First of all, for not just saying, tell the short story of the imprisoned clothes instead of being like, you just shoot a job. And then, like, yeah,
fair enough, that was
hiding, like, okay, so you want to hear the short story.
Fair enough.
So if you're not familiar, basically there's these two swindlers that come to town, and the king, they convince the king, like, they make the best clothes, and they convince him to pay the swindlers for the clothes, and the whole deal is that if you cannot see the clothes, that means you're not fit for the job that you have. You're not fit for the profession you have. So, like, the king, he doesn't see anything, but he pretends that he has it, and just it spreads throughout the whole kingdom, and there's all these yes men, they're like, oh, you look fantastic, but the king's naked. Like, that's the emperor's influence. That's the short story.
So, we're running off of that because Nick actually does remember the story quite well, which is fucking hell. You know what? I feel like so many people that don't listen and that do listen don't even understand. Like, if you actually remember that shit, really, not halfway. I'm not asking for you halfway, motherfucker. I'm talking if you remember it as well as this motherfucker did right here. If you remember as well as he did right here, then you're the type of person that modern society has actually paid off on. You know, we appreciate.
But that's
you listening to the podcast.
That's not what we're talking about, though, because we're just talking about dressing Obama.
We're actually talking about. Oh God.
We're just brown.
How much do we brown bag? Oh, we brown bagged in 21 minutes, man.
We're just brown bagging that, man.
Hey, and plus add 2 or 3 minutes to that because. You know, that intro can take some time.
But, okay, you haven't dressed Obama yet. I already dressed him.
I would dress Obama. I would do this if he was black or Asian. Or, what are we?
Mekian.
Mekian. White.
L white.
I would dress him in red. With black zigzag stripes. Okay? Now on his hands, he wears white fingerless gloves. With the Velcro strap on top. His fingernails are perfect. Okay, now on his feet, he wears green, brightly green dyed alligator shoes.
Jesus.
Oh, fuck yes he does. And the American government pays for a state that only delivers the correct number of alligator deaths. To tags delivered. If you understand what that means, then you're a great American.
Okay, wait. Did you see what kind of pants he had?
His pants are black and white. Or red and black with zigzag black stripes.
So is he all zigzag black stripes?
Yes. Right? Yeah. Wait.
So he's like a...
Now, wait. The suit he is wearing... is felt also.
That's a kind of like an Eddie Murphy raw era, like 80s kind of look. Is this one? That's cool, man.
So we're going on to
alright. alright, let's do underwear.
Did Sanders just leave?
I think our intern just left.
I think our intern just left. Why, it's nearly 8:44 in the morning. Oh shit. Didn't have to be there at 8:30.
A little late on the coffee run.
Perhaps we should have been there after all. Oh god, is he gonna blame us on us if we put this out? Whatever.
So, one of my favorite Latin sayings, semper ubi sub ubi. Always wear your underwear. So, moving on.
Semper ubi sub ubi. Always wear your underwear. Now, this
shout out to McGee's. Should we?
There's a few shouts. Let's start from the big to the small. Biggest is the Catholic High School.
Oh, come on. We can't shout that yet.
Where Nick and I forged a bond that only God could destroy and did willingly.
But Satan rebuilt it.
And Satan rebuilt it.
And
then Zeus zeused it down once again.
But it was the goddess Hecate, if you're familiar with some of the Greek and Wicca goddesses. Hecate, she's the one who reunited us for the third time. That's its work. So,
and then wouldn't you guess it? Hades brought us right back down. But Krishna, in all their great glory, saw it for us to be brought back upon forth the earth. And so we should have remained for 200 years until... Tell them.
Basically, Hecate found us again, and she is hooked. So, you know... The goddess of moon magic and witchcraft, that's what I call it.
And then Yahweh found us, and then God found us, and that's it. And then we're here. So.
But mostly Hecate.
Nobody's missing from that list. That's important. That's anything. Except most important.
What about,
Jesus.
Are we doing
I don't even know where are we doing.
Are we doing If I Was a Rich Girl, or are we doing the Brotherhood of Traveling Pants?
Are we magical? Did we talk about underwear at all?
Yeah, we did. Semper Ubi Sub Ubi.
Yeah, you're right. Nice. Magical clothes, yeah.
Alright.
Set it up, bro.
So basically this is like the second fourth you've ever had. And when we had these segments, by the way, if you think, like, oh, I'm so glad they're talking about this, I've had an experience just like this, fucking write us. Like, let us know that you've had an experience like that. Like, we will mention that.
You listen to anything, god damn it.
Like we
the more we
live for that. So this segment is like...
And the more we have these discussions with the audience that's not hearing this part of the podcast, apparently.
So this segment is all about if you've ever had an article of clothing that you thought had some sort of imbued power or supernatural ability to make you better in some way. And so, like, for me, I remember in high school, I used to have this old army jacket that was my dad's, and like I would always wear it. Like, it was so nasty and ratty and just so shitty. And, like, I would wear it all the time, like, out to parties. And I don't know why, but I always thought it like gave me an edge, like it was some sort of like a rank up or something. It was like it gave me I feel like it's sort of like the Letterman thing in high school, you know, like it gave me like a you know, some advantage. Did you ever have anything like that? A magical article of clothing that gave you an advantage?
Me? Your dad's army jacket. Let me say this. About this time, Nick was coming into full fruition in high school. And by full fruition, I mean Nick was slaying. Was deeply involved in a romantic involvement. So, magical clothes were basically things that it was that very, we're not going to have sex moment you have with the lady, you know, where it's like she's very sexy and she exudes sexiness and she gets sexy tattoos, but she won't have sex, which fair enough. Fair enough. You know what? Because each person decides their own life, and they decide how they decide how they're gonna live it. And that's up to them. And I'm happy for them. Things in life, you know, they go this way, and there's that way, and there's a middle way, and then all the other ways in between both of those ways, and the middle way.
We're talking about clothing, so let's move on. What about clothing that we don't know is perverted? Like clothing that you think is normal clothing.
But no, we're not there yet.
Okay, you don't want to go in that segment? What do you think? What are we doing?
There's rich girl.
Okay, if I was a rich girl, this is your segment. What do you have for?
Oh God! Do we skip any of my other segments?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. Wait, no, I didn't even go with my magical clothing, did I? Let's finish up that.
Let's finish magical. What was your magical clothing?
If I got magical clothing, I would have jeans.
Okay. All right.
No, you know what? I have
a good pair of jeans is nice, man.
I'd have an all jean suit.
Oh wow! Jean jacket. Jean shirt?
Because here's the thing, dude.
This is a three-piece jean suit?
No, jean suits don't have a jean shirt. They have a jean vest. Oh. Or jean cummerbund. And a white shirt. Okay, so here's the thing.
I'd have a mullet with this? Because then that's like the trifecta.
I'd have the bow tie.
Nice.
With a jacket and the pants.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now...
That's good shit, man.
And with these clothing, okay, they'd be imbued a magical sense of making everyone understand love.
Oh, wow.
For each other. But here's the thing, they don't understand their own sense of love.
Yeah.
They understand all the people around them, like, and their community.
The interconnectedness, the synchronicity of love. And what that means.
Through that denim suit.
Wow, man, that is like...
But here's the thing, if you do it through anything through denim, then you're fucking... Oh, goddamn it, you're
like bullshit. A PG.
You just don't understand, like, you're not fucking putting yourself through enough. But whatever, I mean, it's up to each person how to do it.
Man, I thought that was a beautiful segment. Wow.
If I was a rich girl.
If I was a rich girl, are we going there?
I think I loved it somehow.
That kind of was, because honestly, I don't know what I would buy if I was a rich girl, so. Alright, so are we going to clothing that we don't know is perverted?
Yep. So guys, this segment is called Perverts!
Perverts!
Perverted clothing we don't realize is perverted. You perverts!
So, I just want to start this one off. There's some clothing, and, you know, while it makes sense, it's just kind of strange that it's just made the way it is. Like, the first one that I really want to focus in on is jock straps. I don't know if anyone listening ever had to wear a jock strap, but... it's a really strange article of clothing. I had to get one when I first started playing football in junior high, and it's like this hammock that holds your ball sack and nuts in, but at the same time it doesn't cover your asshole at all. So it's just a really strange piece of underwear. And you know what? The more I think about it, jockstraps, doesn't even really fit in this segment, because really jockstraps, I feel like they know they aren't perverted.
Like, no. I feel like I'm glad you brought it.
They don't realize it, do they? They're like, they're ignorant.
Not only do jockstraps not realize that, the people who are listening to this don't realize that, man.
That jockstraps are so fucking...
They don't know, dude. I guarantee you, even a vast popularity of males don't know what the jock strap is. The jock strap is two straps that go up each side of your butt's cheek on the outside of your bun meat, and then a mesh sack that goes over your own sack and dong.
At the hammock. But yeah, but they leave your asshole totally exposed. Like,
If I have a kid who's ever playing sports, I'm just gonna give him briefs and a cup.
No.
Like, don't buy a jockstrap for your kid.
No. Really bullshit. You can buy a brief. You can buy briefs and a cup, and still use a jockstrap. A jockstrap is a magnet.
What are you gonna put your cup in, dude? In the briefs. Put them in the jockstrap and they're going to be much better used, I guarantee
you. Oh, okay. On top of the threes? Holding the cup in there?
Is that on top of the three?
No. I don't put know. Like Superman or something.
Where would you put... If you had armor, would you put it right next to your balls or about a foot away from them?
I don't know, man.
Put it right next to
them. I didn't play sports very long, but I was kind of a late bloomer. But when I did play sports, I always felt like my balls were totally protected because they always like shrank up into my body. Like when I was running and stuff.
Oh god. No, you gotta hide them, man. You gotta hide. No. You gotta hide those things.
My other clothing that doesn't know it's converted, turtlenecks. Am I right? What are they hiding?
God. You're going from...
No, seriously, turtlenecks. Shock
straps to turtlenecks? Turtlenecks are the freakiest.
Like, what's on that neck? There's some weird tattoo.
Every single time, like, you think back, what were they hiding in the 90s? When you see someone with a turtleneck, you're like, what were they hiding in the 90s from that neck that is still
there? Nowadays, I feel like the turtleneck is kind of associated with, like, dorkiness. It's, like, not that hot. But in, like, the 90s... And I think it's coming back around. Like, I feel like fashion moves and trends, and turtleneck is coming back around.
You kids don't even remember. The turtleneck used to matter. Like, back when we were in high school, man, 2006. These kids don't
know. The turtleneck made a very short, but very strong push back in the early 2000s. We remember it because it was sexy. But you kids, listen to this. You guys think we're ancient. And we are. But still, the turtleneck is perverted. So yeah, that's the clothes that are perverted segment, right? I mean, do you have anything?
Besides the obviously perverted clothing, which is, I think we should tackle, is over clothing, such as the overcoat. If you are wearing an overcoat on a day you know not to be overly rainy or overcast, that's kind of perverted.
Oh,
male
wow.
or female.
Yeah.
Male or female.
Because the more you cover up, the more enticing it is. Like, what's under there?
What the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Man. Yeah.
I understand coldness, but if you're not going to be inside the cold much,
then you're just intriguing.
Then you're just asking for speculation.
Wild speculation.
And I just don't understand that. Like, asking for me to sit around and talk shit about you, I don't.
Like, this is the land of the free. And, you know,
And it is the home of the brave, but I don't necessarily believe that to be brave as much as I do believe it to be brave.
Well, and my point in saying that is that, you know, we're dealing with a lot of stuff now and a lot of other countries where they don't have necessarily the freedoms we have here. And they like their women, some of these countries, they like their women to be covered up. You know what I mean?
And you hate that. I'm glad you
It's not that I hate that. I hate that.
Absolutely.
I hate that they force their expectation on women to cover themselves.
It tells me how often you
divorce. And here in America, when a woman has the right to just be completely without clothing.
Clothed. Look.
I love it when they choose to exercise that option. That's what I love.
Because I agree with them.
Alright. Is it time for Nick's Corner?
Yeah.
We've gotten pretty dark. We've already gotten...
Yeah, no, Nick, it's definitely time for your corner.
Time. Okay.
It's time for your corner. Let's do it.
Rama, turn off the radio. We're going into
Nick's Corner.
Today we're going to get a little dark. So, this segment of Nick's Corner, it's a sort of a, what would you do if you were in this situation? And the idea here is, you're in high school and you have a part-time job working at the cleaners that's owned by your uncle. You're there with your aunt. And, you know, it's after school. You're just doing what you normally do, taking stock of what's in the back room. And you hear your aunt let out a blood-curdling scream. You run to the front of the store, and you find that a local gangster who's affiliated with the mafia has your aunt by the throat with a knife to her face and is threatening to have her way with your aunt. Threatening to have his way with your aunt. And out of nowhere, your aunt, she shows amazing resiliency. She grabs this hot iron that, like, you didn't even know was even seeming. She fucking swings it at this guy's head and knocks him down for just a half a second. And she's able to get away from him for half a second. Now, there you are. Your aunt's about 8 feet away from you, and this guy's about 5 feet away from you. You have a chance to take this guy by surprise, but the only thing you're going to be able to grab is an article of clothing. Because you are in a cleaner's, there is a good variety, there's a plethora of different clothes available. What do you choose as the article of clothing that you're going to use from this arsenal of clothing that's going to be your weapon to save your aunt, preserve your family? Go.
Me?
Yes. Starting with you, Garland.
My first thought is a scarf.
Why is that?
Because if I see the right one, and I'll know, it would just be so great to wrap around somebody's neck.
Right.
Really quick, to disarm them, and, you know, you wrap someone's neck up, it kind of fucks them up.
Think about it like, in cleaners, it's going to be a line of rack of clothes. So there might be a scarf, but that scarf would be on a rack with probably like a coat, or like a jacket, or a shirt, your pants.
Then I'd pull down the pants, I'd put the crotch right over, ooh, you know, the apex, yeah, of their esophagus, yeah, and I'd fucking cross my arms as tight as I can, ooh, and I kick them in their back, to try to get them off their feet. Yeah. I'd want them to drop down. Once they drop down, I yank up my arms really fast,
straight up,
and
yeah,
keep on kicking them in their lower back, trying to keep their legs in, because that feels incapacitated.
Well, I, you know, just choke them to death or whatever. I mean, after doing that to my mother,
it's your aunt.
It's actually assaulting my aunt. That was nice how you changed it to that.
I changed it to aunt because
that was less.
It's less primal.
Well, then maybe I might not choke them. I promise I'll choke them.
My thing is, I think when I'm going
for, what would you do? Yeah.
I think what I do is I look for like a dress. Like it's, or like maybe, so
you
like
let them assault them for a while, but you'd look for a dress while that's going on.
A dress that would look really cute? No, what I'm looking for is like actually more like a muumuu. You know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, so if you imagine a muumuu is like, I think what a muumuu is.
A fat person's dress.
Yeah, it's like a fat person's dress. Like a really big article of clothing. I'm gonna look for something like that as I'm like making my way towards this threatening person. And if you're thinking this doesn't seem realistic, you gotta imagine there's like hundreds of garments on the way between you and that person. That's sort of the idea. So I'm gonna grab like a muumuu though, right? And as I'm approaching them, I throw it up in their face. So it's like this giant cascading sail, you know, that just like envelopes them. And I tackle them.
Envelops them.
Envelops them, yeah. And I just tackle them, dude. I just like
envelops them.
I tackle them to the ground. And I just, you know, I try my best there. I'm like punching them and fucking just dropping elbows, Macho Man ring, savage elbows, and fucking Roddy Roddy Piper DDTs.
I mean, at that point, I can't tell you who would win, but
basically,
you
know, if you got
a cloth over the head and you're punching an elbow in them, I'm giving you the upper hand there.
I'm going, if you've ever watched any Hulk Hogan's WrestleMania,
yeah, what makes you think that
all of his opponents' signature moves I'm using on?
What makes you think you would succeed?
Mainly because of the signature moves that I picked up from Vince McMahon. But that's the main reason. I watched a lot of wrestling growing up.
Alright, fair enough. Hey, you know what? I think we can go into Nick's corner safely.
Are we done? Can we get out of it? This was a great episode, right? We talked about clothes. We covered all the bases. It's time to get out of this corner and out of this brown bag, right?
Okay, we're gonna back out. Is there anything else we need to?
I'm sure there is, but we'll get in the next episode, right?
Here's the thing. Let's give a few more shout-outs just to the same people as always.
Let's give some shout-outs.
Same three people.
Call them out.
Danielle, thank you for liking and listening to every podcast.
Been a battle. Thank you for following on Podomatic.
Sanders Lewis. Thank you for being there on Facebook to let people know.
Ryan Hicks, thanks for being a loyal supporter.
This has been the final Nick and Grounds Round Bag Podcast episode. I regret to inform you. Wait, what was that? We were just picked up for a million more episodes.
What do you know? Perfect.
Oh, and next episode is the Cyborg episode, so
you want to stay tuned for that.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah. Have a good night.